sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ngithathe ithuba leli ngibonge uJonga Kandemiri osiphe indaba ngolimi lesishona. Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu umhla ka 30 Impalakazi 2022 ngugaino Gumede Saidi. Endabeni zethu namuhla.
It has been painful to our people in Zimbabwe, painful to all of us, but that is the supreme price we pay. When this country was liberated in 1980, our former colonizers never thought we were going to take our land, to take our natural resources.
Umsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga uthi lanxa ilizwe libhekane lenhlupho ezithile athe zibangelwa izitshezo zenotho zamazwe entshonalanga, uhulumende wakhe usebenza gadalala ukulungisisa isimo somnotho welizwe.
There can be nothing as shocking to any individual as the close relatives and friends for the rest of our lives.
Lamhlanje kwele South Africa kuqhutshwe umthandazo wenduduzo wabantu abafela engozini yokudubuka kwetanka ethwala amafutha epetulo abagoqela abadabuka eZimbabwe. Abantu eZimbabwe lemhlabeni wonke jikelele bakhalela umdeni kaPhele owayengumdlali omkhulu wenguqu obhubhe izolo kwele Brazil. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Umsekeli kamongameli welizwe onguye njalo osaphethe isikhundla sokuba ngumongameli umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga ukhuthaze uzulu weZimbabwe ukuthi achiyane lomkhuba odlakela lwezombusazwe lapho ilizwe lilungiselela ukhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Ekhuluma emkhosini wokuthandazela ilizwe oqhutshwa mnyaka yonke ngabomanyano wezinkonzo owe-National Thanksgiving and Dedication Service wobulawayo namhlanje, uChiwenga uthe lanxa ilizwe libhekane lenhlupho ezithile athe zibangelwa izitshezo zomnotho zamazwe angentshonalanga, uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usebenza gadalala ukulungisisa isimo somnotho welizwe.
It has been painful to our people in Zimbabwe, painful to all of us, but that is the supreme price we pay. When this country was liberated in 1980, our former colonizers never thought we were going to take our land, to take our natural resources.
Umbuthano owe-National Thanksgiving and Dedication Service wenziwa mnyaka yonke phansi komanyano wabezenkolo zesiKristu ukhokhelwa ngumfundisi Andrew Taunashe. Ingcwethe ezicubungula ezombusazwe zivame ukwethesa abomanyano lo umlando wokusekela uhulumende kodwa bengamsoli lapho esephula amalungelo abantu kanye lokuhlukumeza abalemibono ehlukile kule yakhe. Sixoxe lo mfundisi uSeni Sibanda, umkhokheli womanyano oweZimbabwe Christian Alliance, opha umbono wakhe ngalolu daba.
Into kumele sinanzelele ukuba ibandla likaKristu lilezi qumbe engathi ngoba amaqembu ehlukeneyo ayabe ekhuluma kwezinye isikhathi ngendlela ehlukeneyo njalo abona izinto ngendlela ehlukeneyo. Siyakwazi ukuthi sike sakhangela, singakhangela umnyaka lo odlulileyo kumbe umnyaka lo esikiwo, sibonile amabandla ayehlukeneyo ezingathi iZimbabwe Heads of Christian Denomination, iZimbabwe Council of Churches, Evangelical Fellowship of Zimbabwe, iCatholic Bishops Conference, even ibandla mina endibelele inhlanganiso engiyimelele iZimbabwe Christian Alliance, bakhiphile inkulumo ezehlukeneyo, ezinye bezincoma uhulumende, ezinye njalo besichothoza uhulumende lapho ezibona ukuthi kuyenzi ngendlela efaneleyo. Ngiyakhumbula kuze kube lodlakela kusiya kuma-by-election, amabandla akhuluma mgceke ukuthi hayi lokhu ayisonto elungileyo njalo kumele kube yinto uhulumende okumele akhangelisise kiyo njalo ayimise. kuchukuthi nxa sikhangela ibandla ngeke walifinqanisa libe ukuthi likhuluma ngelizwe elilodwa. Kuyadependa ngokuthi ngobani abathini. Njalo ke ungakhangela, nxa ukhangela ukukhuluma kwebandla sikuhlanganisa konke, uzabona ukuthi kulesikhathi lapho ezincoma khona uhulumende, kulesikhathi lapho ezichothoza khona uhulumende.
Umfundisi uSenis Banda ngumkhokheli womanyano oweZimbabwe Christian Alliance esixoxelaye ekobulawayo. Namhlanje kwele South Africa kuqhutshwe umthandazo wenduduzo yabantu abangamachumi amabili lesithupha 26 abagoqela abadabuka eZimbabwe abane abafele engozini yokudubuka kwemota yephethulo ebanjelwe ngaphansi kwebholoho leBoksburg elisempumalanga yeJohannesburg. UThuso Khumalo sipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Bekungumthandazo wosizi lenyembezi ngesikhathi izihlobo abangane iziphathamandla zikahulumende labezenkolo bethe gwaqa eBoksburg City Hall emthandazweni wokukhumbula asebedlule emhlabeni laba. Lingozi yenzeke emhla ka-24 Mpalakazi ekuseni ngesikhathi imota yephethulo ibanjelwa ngaphansi kwebholoho ebidlula kulo. Ngemva kokubanjelwa kwayo, uthe kungakapheli ihola yadubuka kwaqhubuka inkalakatha elangabi lentuthu okuhugule wonke umuntu obeseduzane. Kwabafilo laba kukoqela abezidlulela, abebebukele, labanye abebezenzela izinto zabo duzane laleli bholoho. Kufe njalo lezinye isebenze o-R. Tambo Memorial Hospital eseduze laleli bholoho. Isiphathamandla se-ofisi yommeli weZimbabwe kwele South Africa, u-Consul General Memory Chaurura, utshele Studio 7 ukuthi kulabeZimbabwe abane ababhubhe kule ingozi. Abane laba nguThomas Vushindibaba oleminyaka engama-55, lomna wakhe uNathaniel Vushindibaba oleminyaka elitshumi lesishiyagalolunye, loLaxon Marufu oleminyaka engama-40, kanye lokuda kwashe chanagira.
We are deeply sorry, first to the government and people of South Africa, to each and every family.
Silusizi kakhulu kumuli ezilahlekelweyo kanye la kuhulumende weSouth Africa ngalesi sika. Siza kwenza konke esikwanelisayo ukusizana lemuli zeZimbabwe ukuze zenelise ukungcwaba izihlobo zazo ngesizotha.
To rest in the manner that will hopefully bring that closure that they are in for.
Umfo wabo kakuda kwashe umnumzana Wilson Chanakira uthi mna wakhe uthole ucingo luvela komunye wabachayeli bemota zakhe esithi amlethele imali. Lokho ke kuhle kwaba yikuhamba kwakhe okuthe ngemva kokutsha wathwalelwa esibhedlela lapho abhubhele khona.
It's a bit traumatic to us at the moment. It's very sad. We are still trying to come.
Sihlulukelwe ngalesi sika, asilamathe, uche le passport yakhe, amakhadi ebhanga, nakho konke abekuthwele, akulanto eseleyo.
Other IDs in his pocket, so nothing was left.
Umphathintambo kajalo zempilakahle umnumzana Joe Phahla, nguye owethule amazwi enduduzo avela kuhulumende weSouth Africa.
There can be nothing as shocking to any individual as...
Ayikho kanye into esizisa ubuhlungu okwedlula leyi, ibuhlungu obuzahlala ezinhlizweni zethu kuze kube sekufeni.
The close relatives and friends for the rest of our lives.
Kusenjalo abako ubuhle ndibaba bathi izihlobo zabo zizangcwatshelwa kwele South Africa, kuthi uMarofu uzangcwatshelwa eBuhera bese kusithi uChanakira ayingcwatshelwa eHarare. Melestro 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguThuso Khumalo.
Ibandla lezaphula inxusa uZulu weZimbabwe emkhosini walo okunanza iminyaka engamathuma isithupha lanye 61 lelo bandla labunjwayo. Lo mkhosi wenzelwa enkundleni yedinga umuzi ePlumtree ezansi yemandebeleni ngomgqibelo mhla ka 31 kampalakazi. Umcimbi lo wawuhlelwe ukuqhutshwa mhla ka 17 kuyonale inyanga kodwa wadluliselwa phambili. Sixoxe lesikhulumeli sezapho umnumzana Msongelwa Ndlovu ochasisa kabanzi ngalomcimbi.
Cimbo wethu wokunanzelela iminyaka e-61 since izaphu yaformwa ukhona ePlumtree eDumuzi Stadium mhla ka-31 December lonyaka. Kuzabe kugcwele uZulu wonke jikelele.
Ngobani abanxuswayo kumcimbilo?
Abantu bonke abaseZimbabwe kungakhethakali ukuthi umuntu ngumhlobo bani. Sinxusa wonke umuntu olizimbabweni oseduzane lePlumtree ukuthi abuye. Kulamabhasi azabuya endaweni zonke ezijiyeneyo eseduzane lePlumtree ezothwala abantu ukuthi babuye kumcimbi wethu. Kuzabe kulabaculi, le-entertainment ekhona, kuzabe kulokudla, sihlabile inkomo sibili ukuthi abantu babuye sihlangane, sicelebrate, sithakazelele usuku lokusungulwa kwebandla lezaphu. Elasungulwa mhla ka 22 December 1961. Ngakho ke sinxusa wonke umuntu utabe khona sibili usuku lolo sikhangelele ukuthi be lusuku oluhle kakhulu. Whether umuntu ukhuluma isiKhalanga, whether umuntu ukhuluma isiNdebele, whether umuntu ukhuluma isiShona, whether ukhuluma isiManyika, isiShangane, xa ukhona eduzane sondela sibe sonke sithakazelele ukusungulwa kwebandla eliyilwa lasungula wonke umsebenzi wokulwela inkululeko yaseZimbabwe.
Kuyini njalo okunye elikuhlelileyo okuyabe kusenzakala kumkhosi lo?
Ilanga leli sinanza njalo amaqhawe akazapho awezipra afela inkululeko yeZimbabwe. Sinanza njalo amaqhawe abulawa between 1983 and 1987 kumbhuqazwe wegugurawundi owacitha abantu, wacitha igazi labantu bakithi echithwa yiZANU-PF ngegugurawundi. So siyacela, siyanxusa wonke umuntu ukuthi abuye sibili sibe sonke lapho sikholise silungiselela njalo umnyaka omutsha wo 2023 lapho esikhangelele khona ukuthi njengo zaphu sizanqoba kukhetho oluzayo luka 2023.
Umnumzana Msongelwa Ndlovu isikhulumeli sebandla lezaphu obexoxa le studio 7 ngocingo ese Johannesburg e South Africa. Okwamanje kasizweni udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Umphakathi wamazwe ngamazwe ukhathazekile ngempela ngokusongelwa kokuthula lokulondeka okwenziwa ngele Democratic People's Republic of Korea, okuhlanganisela ukwethulwa kwama-missile, ukulungiselela ukuhlolwa kwezikhali zenuzi, lokuhlaselwa kwengqalasizinda eyakhiwa kusetshenziswa izimali zobulembu, i-cryptocurrency, eyiyo elolonga njalo ethenga izikhali zombhubhiso. Kodwa amazwe angamachumi amathathu lanye agoqela ele Liga, iJapan, iRepublic of Korea, lamanye kumagumbi amane omhlaba anaka ukwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu kwele Democratic Republic of Korea, DPRK, apha umbiko ebambene ngalolu daba. Inxusa yakwele Melika kumanyano wamazwe omhlaba iUnited Nations, unkosikazi Linda Thomas Greenfield uphe lumbiko ngemva komhlangano owaqhutshwa ngasese oyiUnited Nations Security Council. Emele amazwe angamachumi amathathu lanye, inxusa uLinda Thomas Greenfield wananzelela ukuba uhulumende wele DPRK nguhulumende owephula amalungelo oluntu okubi kakhulu emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Abantu abedlula ikhulu lenkulungwane yizibotshwa entolongweni zombusazwe lapha abahlukunyezwa besetshenziswa njengezigqili, bebulawa bengathethwanga, bencitshwa ukudla njalo besenzelwa udlame ngobulili. Labo abangekho entolongweni zezibotshwa zombusazwe bayalelwa amalungelo abo oluntu agoqela inkululeko yokukhuluma eyolwazi kanye lokucabanga, kutsho unkosikazi Thomas Greenfield. Izizalwane zamanye amazwe lazo sezahlukunyezwa okuhlanganisela ukubulawa, ukubhekwa, ukwethuselwa, ukuthunjwa kanye lokubuyiselwa emakhaya abo ngenkani. Emele abanye bakhe inxusa uThomas Greenfield waveza ukukhathazeka okuthile ikakhulu okuqondane lokwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu ezizalwane zakwele Republic of Korea eziyizibotshwa kwele DPRK, ukuthunjwa lokunyamalala kwezizalwane zakwele Japan lezakwele Korea kanye lezibotshwa zempi ezingasazanga zabuyiselwa emazweni azo. Umbiko lo owaphuma emazweni la angamachumi amathathu lanye uveza ukungayekethisi kukahulumende we-DPRK ekwephuleni amalungelo oluntu kuxhunyaniswa ndawonye lohlelo lokubuthelela izikhali okungekho emthethweni njalo okuqeda uzinzo. Uhlelo lolu lwesizwe lesi luthatha izimali ezifanelwe ukusetshenziswa kwezinye inhlelo eziqakathekileyo zisetshenziswa ekulolongeni inhlelo zokubumba izikhali kukanti izizalwane zakulelo ziyahlupheka ngenxa yobunzima bezomnotho ziswela ukudla okwakha umzimba. Ulunya olunje kalula ndawo emhlabeni wanamhla. Sincoma njalo sisekela imizamo yonke ukubana bonke abenza lolu lunya baziphendulele lezi zenzo, kwatsho amalunga. Ukwephula kwamalungelo oluntu kuphazamisa ukuthula lokuvikeleka kwamazwe ngamazwe njalo sokuyisikhathi sokubana ikhansili ikhulume ngakho emphakathini. Sikhuthaza wonke amalunga ekhansili yokuvikeleka ukubana asekele inkulumo emgceke ngomnyaka ka-2023 lapho esizaxoxa ngokwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu lolunya olwenziwa yi-DPRK kanye lokuthi lokhu kuletha mpumela bani nxa sikhangela ukuthula lokuvikeleka njalo lokuhlolisisa indlela zokuhlanganisa amalungelo oluntu kanye lokuthula lokuvikeleka ku-peninsula yase-Korea. Lapho ke belilalele ukudaba oluveza imbono kahulumende welemelika. Noma nje kule nani eliphezulu labeZimbabwe abangena kwele Botswana okungekho emthethweni besiyadinga ukuziphilisa, impilo ayilula elizweni elingumakhelwane. Intatheli izindaba yeStudio 7 umqondisi Dube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ngenyanga kaLwezi amaphephandaba kwele Botswana abika ukuthi kulondoda weZimbabwe wazibulala ngokuzibophela esithi impilo isimehlule. Umuyi wayengabanye babaningi abethululeka kwele Botswana bezodinga ukusiphilisa kodwa bagcine bebhekane lobunzima obungaphezu kwamandla abo. Eminyakeni ethile edluleyo iningi lasala libambwa ngaphansi ngemva kokuba owezimbabwe umnumzana Gift Ncube esale engasela zandla zombili ngemva kokudutshulwa ngowayemqhatshile ngesikhathi seyathonisa iholo lakhe. Omunye njalo weZimbabwe omise phambi komthethandaba inyanga edluleyo ngemva kokutshisa imbuzi zonke zomqhatshi wakhe ecatshulwe yikuthi katholanga iholo lakhe. Lezi ngezinye zezindaba ezibuhlungu ezibhekane labeZimbabwe abachapha umngcele bona besithi bazothola ongabaphilisa kanti bazowela phezu kwezinye ingxaki. Umnumzana Busani Moyo yena osebenzela enye inkampani yamabhasi ahamba phakathi kweZimbabwe leBotswana uyavuma ukuthi impilo ilukhuni kodwa kumele abantu baqinisele.
Siyancinisa kunzima kunjani. Nxa ungubaba ungubaba. Ekhaya babethembele ukuthi indoda kumele iphande noma kunzima.
Esinye isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala eGabron numzana Godfrey Moyo uthi noma nje kunzima kwele Botswana kunganeno kulabo abalamaphepha abavumela ukusebenza kulelo lizwe.
Hayi khona ubunzima bukhona nje yonke indawo, abantu uyakwazi ukuthi nje imisebenzi ayisebenza imisebenzi etshiyeneyo. So la maye ngithi hayi izinto ziright khona nje into zonke zinzima kodwa siyancancela nje yonke sinxenga siyaphambili.
Phezu kwengxaki abeZimbabwe abahlangana lazo ikakhulu kudinga imisebenzi lokuthola iholo eliqondileyo ngesikhathi kulokulunye udubo oluhleli lukhona amapholisa. Iningi lihlala lidlala amacashelana labomthetho ngoba bekela amaphepha okuhlala elizweni. Umnumzana Godfrey Moyo uthi udaba lwamapholisa luyaziwa kahle njalo kaluyindawo.
Hayi khona ukugijimisana kuyagijimiswana vele njengenjwayelo yalapha kuleli laseMtshwana. Kuphilwa ngokugijima.
Kuleningi eliphila ngokubhoda izitaladeni zemadolobheni atshiyeneyo kwele Botswana bedinga imisetshenzanyana ama-peace jobs. Umnumzana Welcome Matara obamba lapha lalaphana uthi yimpilo yakhona ukuvikana lamapholisa uma ungela maphepha.
Khona kunjalo kule distraction yokuthi maphoyisa asuka ngempela but ngoku ku just yakuzobanzwa la lo ncane ngoku la lo ncane ukuthi uzame ukuphala lekhaya uye buya la ufithe ipassport manje ngabe something lawo ukwazi.
Iningi leZimbabwe elingena emazweni awumakhelwane ongekho emthethweni lazithola lisengxakini ngesikhathi uqhamuka umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 ngomnyaka ka-2020. Lokhu watsho ukuthi amathuba wonke okuthola imisetshenzanyana avaleka lapho kulwisana lokumemetheka komkhuhlane lo. Inhlanganiso yobona ukuhamba-hamba kwabantu phakathi kwamazwe eye-International Organization for Migration, IOM, ithi abadlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili zaphindela eZimbabwe enxa yobunzima abazithola bebhekane labo ngesikhathi uqhamuka i-COVID-19. Kodwa ngokuqhubeka kungalungi isimo somnotho kweZimbabwe esingadala amathuba emsebenzi, abaphuma phandle kwelizwe kuyadinga okokusiphilisa bazaqhubeka bebhekane lobunzima. Ngingumqondisi Dubo wendaba ze-Studio 7 ngiSabron kwele Botswana.
Abantu beZimbabwe bamanyene labe emhlabeni jikelele bekhalela umdeni kaPhele owayengumdlali odumileyo wenguqu obhubhe izolo kweleBrazil ngemva kokukhulelwa yisifo semvukuzane. Abezindaba beAssociated Press babika ukuba ziningi inkokheli zamazwe abakhokhela ezenguqu abakunhlanganiso yeFIFA labanye abathi umhlaba ulahlekelwe ngumuntu owenza uzulu athakazelele umdlalo wenguqu. Uphele wathola izicoco ezintathu zomncintiswano weWorld Cup njalo wahlohla kaningi emidlalweni le kanye leqembu lakhe eleSantos kweleBrazil. Abadlala umdlalo wenguqu bathi uphele wabakhuthaza ukuba badlale ngamandla. Omunye wabo ngu-Alexander Maseko owadlalela iqembu leHighlanders, eleSundowns kanye leZimbabwe Warriors.
It's one of the greatest players ever produced. Kumbula kuphela ngezikhathi lezi ya sisadlala thina umuntu lona ebe besibuka ama videos akhe, the one which I recall mostly it was named Pele the Master and his method. Indlela abe trainer ngayo really inspired us, and umuntu lona obe dedicated ngesport sakhe, very disciplined, which made him who he was. May soul rest in peace. And you know, it really motivated us, Tina, that would as uba disciplined who was Jimela Uweto, who trainer Uweto, and you know, Meluge training Jingabaya Bantu just because of him. We imitated the type of training Abe Zenz and Jingab. If people like watch Ama games, like, you see, the guy was very fit. Kunzima is gone, yes, age-wise, lokukula, but we have lost one of the greatest legends in the whole world.
Yeposa amazwi akho enduduzo Maseko.
Ngikuhlungu kunzima ukukhuluma madoda, and angazi ukuthi ngithini. As I say, that it really inspired us because we besibuka ama national teams. O Brazil bedlala labo Italy, o Brazil bedlala labo Germany, and he became my favorite, one of my favorite players, even though bedlala phambili mina ngidlala emuva. So but iskill sakhe, the way he portrayed himself even ngaphandle ebantwini, ebholeni ngaphakathi, umuntu obele discipline enkulu kakhulu. Ngokuqedisela, I just want to say rest in peace, legend. Because if I keep on like maybe browse and the internet in Mbona in the Ifesiake, you know what, I still feel he's still alive.
Alexander Cool Ruler Maseko wadlalela iqembu leHighlanders, eleSundowns, leZimbabwe Warriors. Ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, seven to four.
Uhlelo Woza Friday livikisi lomculo imbongi uBhekani Dube, yena osanda kwethula idlalade elitsha. Untunkamili Nkomo weStudio 7 usipha lolu daba.
Yebo, yes. Bhekani Dube the poet. Nangu umthandazo wami. Baba wethu sezulwini hamba nathi njenge sizwe sika Israel ekibhithe seza ngenxa yenkingane saze lithi sisomkhambika singanani singangophonjwana lembuzi
idlalante leli lilengoma esilitshumi lantathu 13 nangu umhlabeleli echasisa
salibonani salibonani balandeli bomsakazo istudio 7 libingelelwa ngubhekani Dube imbongi edabuka echolojo umnyaka lo ka 2022 sengimphindile njalo ngalethulela idlalade lami elingelesithathu elesihloko esithi butho lesizwe
yebo siyavuma ukuphindela kodwa kumele bazi ukuthi siyizisulu zamaphuthabo yebo ukusuza komnyunzana kuselela umfokazana nantu kambo baba sikhokhele usihlangule okubuhlungu nango kasisaphelele baba
ingoma ezikuleli dlalade zigoqela ethi umgandane hamba nathi kanye lethi umusa wakhe
namhlanje sikhumbula umgandane dlodlo iqhawe lakithi iqhawe labulawa ngabelungu dlodlo amagawa umathokoza gijima sijime zinangenje sijimuka ukhulo lwezilinto ehlane lwesilumuhlwa lwaze lwaba ngezulu lezandla indala amangcwaba khubongela khona wafelani gazobona sinyaneni kaloyiswayo uloyiswayo kasidinane wena umakhulukhulu wena umangelengele ndumane enxa zonke edumisile zathuthumela zakhumbula izingoxo zamadwala igagamele libambe izindlovu ulo nyovo wakhele ezimfundweni zenyathi kuphela mhlendlebukhali kalobhula umakhokolondo wakithi kwabulawayo umphemo
wakhelezo zingoma-ke utholakala umkhakha wonke engathi mina ama-genres wonke ahamba-ke le nkonto ziyakuthinta kwizo zonke izigaba zezidingo zemizwa yomuntu ophilayo emhlabeni.
Abangathanda ukuthenga idlalade balithola njani?
Ngiyatholakala kunombolo zocingo ezithi plus 27 8102 2 9471, kanti lasebulenjini ngiyatholakala kuFacebook njengobhekani mdube, lakuTwitter njengobhekani Dube the Poet. Idlalade lami nxa ulifuna uyaxhumana lami kulezo zinamba. Ngiyatholakala noma ekhaya eZimbabwe loba khona lapha eSouth Africa nxa unthintile nje.
How do we really celebrate when the Chinese are exploiting our land? We remember Lookout Masu on this day, the day of our most diluted feelings, Independence Day, our day.
Live talk namhlanje sikhangela ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bawubone njani umnyaka ka-2022 esesiwugqiba. Singakehlukani izihlobo sikhangele ezinye zendaba zethu ebezikhokhela. Umsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga uthi lanxa ilizwe libhekane lenhlupho ezithile athe zibangelwa izijeziso zenotho zamazwe entshonalanga, uhulumende wakhe usebenza gadalala ukulungisisa isimo somnotho welizwe. Sasilugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu zihlobo oluvalelisayo yimugeino kumede Saidi sitha sidibaneni njalo kulivikezayo. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara.